Somebody who has a rachum that had not yet given birth, and now it's giving birth to its first blood, a zachar. But it did not give birth to the zachar in a regular way. Instead, it gave birth with a C-section. And then subsequently, it gave birth to another zachar in a natural way. Rabbi Tarfon Omer, Shneim Yiru Achi Yistavu, Be'achlu B'mumran Labam. Rabbi Tarfon said both the first zachar that was born with a C-section and the second zachar that was born in the regular way are suffic b'chor. As we don't know whether the first one tinted with the first blood is a b'chor or the second one is not a b'chor. As the ikkar is that it should be the first blood, it doesn't matter how it was born. Or maybe the second blood is a b'chor. And even though there was already a zachar born first, but since this was the first zachar that came out in the regular way, so it is a b'chor. Or maybe neither one is a b'chor. As maybe you need both. It needs to be the first blood, plus it needs to be born in a regular way. So neither one is a b'chor, so they're both a suffix, so you don't have to give either one to the kohen. Instead, he can keep both of them, but he'd have to send them out to pasture, and it would have to have a mum before he could shecht it, as they're both suffix b'chorim, and a b'chor cannot be eaten without a mum. Rabbi Akiva Oimer, Shneim Einem B'chor. Rabbi Akiva says, neither one is a b'chor. Harisho Mishum She'eno Petarecha. The first one is not a b'chor, because it didn't come out in a natural way. Vahasheni Mishum She'kad Mo'achen. The second one is also not a b'chor, because a blood was born before. As Rabbi Akiva holds, in order for a b'chor to have Kedusha, you have to have both Petarecha, and it has to be the first blood. But if you're missing one of those two things, it's not a b'chor. So therefore, in this case, neither one is a b'chor, and it could be eaten by the Baal even without a mum. Somebody buys a behema from a guy. And he does not know whether this behema had given birth to a blood yet or not. If it had already given birth to a blood, then a zachar that would be born subsequently would not be a b'chor. But if it had not yet given birth to a blood, a subsequent born zachar would be a b'chor. Rabbi Shmuel Omer Eiz Bashnasa Vadai Lekoin. Rabbi Shmuel said, if he had bought a goat that was less than 1 year old from the gun, and then after he bought it, he gave birth to a zachar, that zachar is definitely a b'chor, and it would be given to a kohen, and since it's within the first year of its life, it had not yet given birth to a blood. Mikan ve'elech, suffix. But if he bought an ace over 1 year old, and then it gives birth to a zachar, it's a suffix, whether that zachar is a firstborn, and therefore he doesn't have to give it to the kohen. But on the other hand, he can't shecht it without a mum either, as maybe it is a b'chor, and a b'chor cannot be shechted until it gets a mum, so therefore he would wait until it gets a mum, and then he would shecht. Rachel Bashtayim Vadai Lekoein, Bikan Bela Suffolk. If he had bought a sheep that was less than 2 years old, and after he bought it, he gave birth to a zachar, that zachar is definitely a b'chor, and it would be given to a kohen, and since it's under 2 years old, definitely had not yet given birth to a blood, Mikan Bela Suffolk. But if he bought a rachel over 2 years old, and then it gives birth to a zachar, that zachar is a suffix before he doesn't have to give it to the kohen. He can eat it himself after it gets a mum. Para b'chamor b'no shaloi v'adai l'kohen. Mikan b'ela suffix. If he bought a cow or a donkey from the gut that was less than 3 years old, and then it gave birth to a zachar, that zachar is for sure a firstborn, and he would have to give it to a kohen. And since the para b'chamor is less than 3 years old, it had definitely not yet given birth to a blood, but mikan b'ela suffix. But if he bought it over 3 years old and it gave birth to a zachar, then it's a suffix whether that zachar is a firstborn. Amar lo Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva said to Rabbi Yishmael, Ilu bivlad bova behema nifteret haya kidvarach. If the only way when a behema gives birth to a zachar that is not a b'chor is if it had given birth previously to a blood, then Rabbi Yishmael would be right that when you buy an egg within 1 year old and it gives birth to a zachar, it's vadei a b'chor. Ela Amru, but the truth is, the Chachamim said, Simen HaVlad BeBehema Daka Tinuk. Tinuk, which is Gel Dam, is a Simen HaVlad by Behema Daka, small animal, such as an AIDS. If an AIDS expels Tinuk from the Rechem, from the womb, that's a Simen HaVlad. Had he not expelled that Tinuk would have formed into a Vlad. So therefore, if it subsequently gives birth to a Zachar, that Zachar would not be a Behor, it would not be considered a firstborn. So therefore, even when you buy an egg within 1 year old, even though you know for sure it had not yet given birth to a blood, but you can't know for sure that it had not expelled this tina. So therefore, when it subsequently gives birth to a zachar, we have no way of knowing for sure that that zachar is a b'chor. Uve gasa, shilya, uve isha, shapir b'shoya. And by behemagasa, large animals such as a para, a shilya, when it expels an amniotic sac from the rechem, that's a simen vlad. That's a miscarriage of a vlad, and therefore when it subsequently gives birth to a zachar, that zachar would not be a bechor. So therefore, even when you buy a parah within the first 3 years of its life, even though you can know for sure it had not yet given birth to a vlad, but you can't know for sure that it had not yet miscarried a shoya, so therefore when it gives birth to a zachar, it's only a suffix bechor, not a vadeh bechor, and you would not have to give it to a kohen. And by an isha, a shaper and a shoya is a simen vlad. A shaper is a piece of basar which has the form of a vlad. When it miscarries, this shaper, a subsequently born zachar, would not be a bechor, and he would not have to be poted by giving fashkol to the kohen. And a shoya, an amniotic sac, is also a simen vlad. The isha miscarries, a shoya, a subsequent born zachar, would not be a bechor. Zachar. This is a general rule. Kol sheyadua shebichra, ein kam lekohen klo. Anytime we know for sure that the behemoth had already given birth to a vlad, the subsequently born zachar is not a bechor, and the kohen would not be given anything. The kol shelo bichra, hareza lekohen. And anytime we know for sure that the behemoth had not yet given birth to a vlad, or had not expelled a shoya or a tina by a behemoth doc, a subsequent born zachar would be a bechor, and it would be given to the kohen. If we have a suffix, such as the case that we're talking about, that you bought a behemoth from a guy, and then it gives birth to a zachar after you bought it, and you don't know if it had given birth to a vlad or not, in such a case, when it gives birth to a zachar, you don't have to give it to the kohen. You can eat it yourself, but you can only shecht it after it has a mum, as a bechor cannot be shechted until it has a mum, and this is a suffix bechor. Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov Omer, Behema Gasa, Sheshafa Hararastam, Hairezu Dikover, Veniftara Minabachor. Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov said, a large animal such as a part that expelled from the womb a piece of dam, that piece of dam has to be buried. The reason why it has to be buried is so that everybody should know that a subsequent born Zachar is not a Bechor. The reason being is that this piece of dam is a Simen Vlad. Had the Behema not expelled it, it would have formed into a Vlad. So therefore, a subsequent born Zachar is Pater Min HaBechorah would not be considered a Bechor.